Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
See, I can't wait to talk to you, family. I can't wait to say hello to you. And I hope that all is well with you and yours, that your Monday is going well. Alan's there's Andy Hakis. And yeah, you're just seeing the goodness of the Lord, the grace of the Lord. And you know that He is your help through and through in all things that you are going through. Gave you awesome sounds coming there from Tokozo Mbambo this afternoon. And the title of the song, I Love the Lord. It is exactly 15 minutes, just after 12. It is a Monday. And you know, Monday are all about relationships, are all about marriages. And so I'm excited about that. I'm excited today again. I will be joined again by Pastor Archibald, Reverend Archibald Malungwani. He won't be alone, but he is with Pastor Ernest Khwadi. And today we are going back on common challenges in marriage. And so if you do remember when we started on this series, our first common challenge that we spoke about or that we discussed was secrecy. And this Pastor Khwadi said is brought forth by a lack of communication, and it kills and destroys marriages if it is not done right. Secrecy is up on marriages like rust. And the pastors did mention that healing is possible if the two can decide to work together in addressing the root cause, and forgiveness is possible. So partners should also remember to have a room of disappointment, forgive and love. And to remember that there's power to restore the marriage if there is disclosure that takes place, confession that takes place. And so today we are looking at the second common challenge, which are in-laws. Yo, why should that be a challenge? But it is the second point today. It is the in-laws. It's all about the in-laws. Why? Batung, the in-laws, why? Why? Why should we mention you if you're an in-law of any kind? Why should you even be part of the equation when it comes to common challenges in marriage? Batung, sure. May the Lord help us in this regard. I'm hoping for an awesome time together with Pastor Archibald Malungwani and Pastor Ernest Ezekiel Khwadi. And I'm looking forward to be talking about this together with them. So, in-laws, brace yourself. If you are an in-law, brace yourself. But also, let's learn and do right. Let's learn and do right. Let's become different from what we are hearing about today, or what we are going to hear about today. So let's do better. Now that we will know, let's do better. So yeah, this is where we're going. I can't wait, my family, for us to be discussing these together with you. And the lines will be opened for you from the onset on 012-334-1322. It's 012-334-1322. And you can also send us a WhatsApp on 082-657-2729. It's 082-657-2729. And also, my family, the SMS line is available for you. And the SMS line is 37871. Do you remember you'll be charged $150 for that SMS? But yes, it's also available on 37871. And then we have Advocate Rufus Malachi. And today we are talking about one important thing. But before I get to it, let me just do this. Before I tell you about it, let me just do this. And then When we come back from here, I will be telling you what we are talking about together with Advocate Rufus Malachi today. But I said it, it's a Monday. As you know how we do it on Mondays, we are all about relationships. We are all about marriage and we are all about relationships as well. So it's all about love, 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 love. And it is almost December. I've heard that couples sometimes reconnect in December. Can we reconnect even now? Can we sort things out now? And then in December, we're just enjoying the fruits thereof.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
It is 657 AM and the time is exactly 21 minutes, just after 12. Reverend Archie Bolt and Reverend Ernest Kwadi are in the studio. They are ready. And yeah, I can't wait to be talking to them. Mama Nicolene Khadebe, hello. And thank you so much for joining in and being with us this morning. Hope that you are warm. Everybody's asking me, "Kanti mina ngikodoli nama ngizwisisi," because I'm the one who's godoling most of the times. I'm the one who gray code most of the times. But in these previous days, I don't know what's happening. Maybe I'm getting old. Maybe I'm getting old. And so, a gray code ni. That is, you know, I'm just enjoying the weather. I'm enjoying the temperatures as well in studio. So, yeah, we are ready for you in studio. Thank you, Ma, for joining in and being with us. But I hope that you are warm wherever you're at. Love you too. And thank you for choosing us as your number one radio station. So today, we, together with Advocate Rufus Malachi, we are going to be talking about one important thing that we, for most couples, forget to do, or most couples skip and they never prepare for. It's the preparation of the marriage. Most couples prepare for the wedding, but don't prepare for their marriage. So it's very important that you prepare for marriage as well. He says this is a step that most of the couples skip. So if you do remember that last week we were talking to him about the types of marriages that are there as according to legally, like the law and the word. So we were looking at both worlds. And so we are going to look at both worlds again, where marriage preparation is concerned. We're going to look at the word and we're also going to look legally how we are going to do that. Alrighty then. Taking us to Pastor Archibald Malungwani and Pastor Ernest Kwadia, the sounds of Colin Maluleke. You are a wonder, and that will be followed by Uche Agu. May God big.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Yazisa ngeshishini lakho ku Radio Pulpit. Ubuyele kwisimo esiphilileyo. IRadio Pulpit ine 40 years yasungulwayo kwaye nabaphulaphuli abangaphaya kwe 400,000. Sinekela ngeepackages ukuncedisana nawe uphuhlisa ishishini lakho. Tsalela uSanet ku 012-334-1254 okanye uthumele umyalezo ku sanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Okanye uthumele igama advertise ku SMS ku 37871. Standard rates apply.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
It is Radio Pulpit, and I am Sibongile Mofokeng, and I'm with you up until 3 o'clock right here on 657 AM Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Gave you awesome sounds, two beautiful sounds coming there from Colin Maluleke, and the title of the song, You Are a Wonder, followed by Uche Agu, Make God Big. And it is awesome, awesome, awesome on this beautiful Monday. I'm joined by Pastor Archibald Malungwani and Pastor Ernest Kwadi in the studio. We are on the in-laws. Yo mudimu rituse. Hey, do you remember that song? Konyana ya mudimu rituse. Zilengi ya hauri tamaye. Kakhala lelo. Hey, Arituse Mudimu.
That's so true. That is our prayer. Mudimu Arituse.
Yo, I'm an in-law. What kind of an in-law am I? Hey, Pella, I got brothers who are married.
Yeah.
So, yo, I'm an in-law. Even my nephew is married. What kind of an in-law am I? I'm asking you, family. So today we're talking common challenges in marriages, and our point two, the first one was secrecy, as I said earlier on, but today we are looking at the in-laws. Muruti Khadi, how are you?
I'm very well, Sibongile. How are you doing?
I am so blessed.
Thank you so much.
Coming back.
Amen.
Muruti Malungwani,
I'm so fine.
You?
Under His graces.
Yeah.
Yes.
God is so good.
Mm-hmm. How are marriages doing out there?
They're doing fine.
Yeah.
With challenges there and there.
Eish.
The small marriages anyway.
Okay.
But to us who are old, now we're having fun. We are cruising.
You are cruising. It's time for enjoyment.
Yes.
That is awesome. Muruti Kwadi, nona lebela kai.
Well,
the old ones, the new ones,
maybe
the
we
middle
are cruising,
ones.
Maybe we are cruising. I mean, 25 years. Uh-huh. Maybe we are cruising as well. It's not like kihona resimula kihona jano.
Yeah.
But you know, God has been so great to us, and we're still holding on with the grace of the Lord.
Uh-huh. He's cruising, Murutine.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I'm happy to hear that.
And so we're talking in-laws, and I was saying to you, and I said this to the family, how can we even be part of the equation but when we are reading the list of challenges and then there's us who are in-laws?
Yes.
How do we become a challenge, a common challenge? Where does it begin?
I think the common challenge, it's not wanting to part with the people you grew with.
Uh-huh.
Closely so, relational, financial help, caring each other, fellowshipping one another, the bond that you built for years. Sometimes it becomes difficult to let go.
Sure.
It's a problem.
Okay.
And remember that even in-laws, not only the parents, even the siblings, is part of the problem.
Mm.
You don't want to let go.
Of your own sister
or your own sister or your own brother.
Mm.
And you still look at it with these eyes of saying, how is he managed? Things khutla muthu o ikari our brother or our sister. Is not well, siyambona kula malanga. Things were seemingly this person akampathi kahle. From a distance anyway.
Mm.
Because you don't know what's happening between the two.
Eish.
So it's a problem.
Wena ketile keti.
Wena ketile keti.
Tatile.
Tatile.
Tatile. Yes, it is true, Sibongile. With regards to the aspect of the in-laws, it is becoming a challenge. And of course, we're not referring to all the families.
Yes.
There are other families whereby you realize that the in-laws are there, very supportive, you know, very prayerful, and very, you know, encouraging and so on. But there is this other ones who, you know, every time you will have so many problems and so on. And, you know, somebody said something very brilliant. He said marriage is like building a house.
Right.
And he says that, and the in-laws are like the surrounding garden.
Okay.
A garden can be beautiful at home, but, you know, at some time, if left unchecked, roots can really crack the foundation. You see, if you don't set up clear rules, then you might find yourself to be in a very serious problems. And we simply saying we love our in-laws and we want to continue to, you know, support one another. They support the marriage and, you know, we support them as well. But at the end of the day, let us put the rules. Let's set rules so that we understand as a couple where the line is drawn. And even the in-laws, they have to also understand that they cannot, you know, cross the border that is being set there. Because once that line is crossed, that's where problems will arise. And to resolve those problems is another challenge.
The roots might crack
the foundation.
The foundation
is
not guarded, if they're not guarded.
That's correct.
But where does it begin? Does it begin with me being a single person and how I allow my family into my personal space first? Or does it begin when I get married?
I think most of the time, well, very few begin before marriage.
Okay.
Where you find, whilst you approach marriage, there are talks that you do with your parents and your siblings. To be saying, for instance, let's just take parents. One other thing that we need to revisit is cultures. That too donates a lot. Because they too, cultures, you find that as you talk, they always talk about whom are you going to get married to. And these cultures, they donate to these in-laws problems. Where you find that Lebasutu, Baruskanya Lamatsonga. It starts there. You know, and you've got that independence of choosing as a person. Whom do you want to marry?
So there shouldn't be any dictatorship.
Do you care what
I'm
saying?
That comes from home to say.
Yes, it needs to start there.
What about the partner that you choose? It might not be a Mosotho or tribalism of some sort.
Yes.
But because Kisibongile, they don't want Sibongile, they want Neo.
Do you care what I'm saying? Okay. It starts from there.
Okay.
Where as a person you need to set guidelines. Actually, from what Murute Khwadi said, the boundaries. To be saying, guys, especially with us who are saved, to be saying, guys, I'm a child of God, and every creature from whatever culture, we believe that every person is created by God. And whoever I choose, they mustn't have anything that has to do with whom I choose.
Okay.
They must know that long im ketile. This is my part. I'm not marrying for them. I'm marrying this partner for myself.
Sure.
So it needs to start there. So that when it starts there, then parents need to give an independence to be saying you choose the person whom you choose.
Right.
You know, and you get along with the person whom you have chosen, irrespective of from what culture, you know, because God is the one in turn by grace who's going to come in and make sure that these two people unite as a couple and build a family. So it needs to start there from independence. But immediately, if from there is not well addressed from that point, then it's going to create problems when you get married.
But now, how far should a family, like families, go into one's life? We are not even in marriage
in
yet.
Just yet.
In the choosing of that, do we have the right to say, okay, Riamona Sibongile, Mar, we have an issue, Kasibongile. One and two and three. Are you aware of those? Is it upon us, or we leave that for the Lord to wake this one up to say, hey, vulamehlo? How far? Or you just choose and we accept?
Yeah, you know, Sibongile, reality is there in life, and we really need to also discuss. And of course, we know that we discuss with our parents, our siblings, and so on, the intentions to say, you know, next year or, you know, 2 years to come, I want to see myself with, you know, my partner or my wife or and so on, being married and so on.
Yeah.
So one way or the other, that discussion will always be there. And once the discussion has been initiated, be free and feel free to be advised. Feel free to listen, to feel free to take few thoughts, you know, of advices from your siblings, from your parents, and so on.
Mm.
The challenge normally comes after being, you know, in a relationship. Once you are now married, how you set up boundaries, you know, yourself and your spouse, your partner or your husband, as related to the in-laws. That's where, you know, the challenge may arise. In this sense, that if you are not able to set up clear expectations, clear boundaries, whereby you have to discuss with your husband on how you want your in-laws to help you with other things.
Okay.
If that is not done, then it will create challenges in the future. Because remember, they have the way they see you, the way they perceive you, and so on. And they want to come in with the intention of helping you, of which it is not a problem.
Mm.
But if you have not communicated clearly your expectation, then it might create a problem. That's why we are simply saying that as a couple,
mm-hmm.
as a married couple, let us be in a position to set up clear boundaries. And then once we have that, we also need to put on a unified front.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we need to agree together to say, when it comes to, you know, the in-laws, this is our agreement on how we are going to be treating them, how we are going to be, you know, interacting with them. Should they want to visit, other couples may say, please, parents and, you know, maybe siblings and so on, to say, notify us in time. Don't just barge in. You
know? Notify, not ask.
Yeah, or maybe ask.
Buzani, inquire.
If we are available and so on. Because other families, they will just come and barge in without preparing you.
Yeah.
You know, and once that is done, it creates a problem between the two of you to say, but you remember we had planned a holiday. Now here are the in-laws.
Hmm.
It means we have to cancel our plans.
Sure. I remember this other lady who says every holiday they just come and dump the children there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the sisters and the brothers. Hi, look, hi. They are already at the door. Umulimo is here. And then the next thing, Litoto is here.
Then you have to cancel your
they
plans.
They don't even give money.
That's it.
My mom would say, balasela squaying.
Yeah. So there had to be boundaries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think the other thing, that's why then we spoke about premarital counseling.
Uh-huh.
Because these people need to be told, to be advised, even prior, before they marry, or on this area of boundaries, when it comes to families. Because some just went in excitedly so, without having prepared themselves enough to set the boundaries.
Sure.
And if you can ask many of the couples, they never thought this would be a problem.
Yeah.
There was just this excitement of getting married, and they never set
just them.
Yes.
Yeah.
They didn't set the boundaries right from the word go.
Okay.
And because they didn't set boundaries, that's why then in turn it becomes a conflict when they are in, and families are just coming in, as Muruta Kwadia said, at any moment, at any time.
Yeah.
And I want to read this one scripture, as well.
Okay.
In Genesis chapter 2, reading verse 24, that is why a man leaves his father and mother.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And is united to his wife, and they become one flesh.
Yep.
Mm.
The living part. It's very important. And I think Khwadi will come in from his experience as a young person more further than I.
Mm.
Because this living has been a problem even from cultural point of view. The reason why here the Bible says a man must leave his father is because there's this very common thing about men and their mothers.
Okay.
There's this thing that binds a man to a mother. Mayangati mama.
Bomma.
You get what I'm saying?
Bomma.
You know? And bomma ba, kibona ba creating problem. Bomma ba, because makimma.
I see, you know? It also happening when I'm Ruti Malungwane, even with the girl child. I've seen some mothers unable to detach, even with the girl child, not just the son.
That's correct.
That's correct.
So you find in the marriage of the daughter, she dictates as the mother.
Yeah, no.
You're not wearing the right dress. Hey, how about it? And the husband says, I want you in mini skirts, maybe, for example. Yeah, and then she comes and she's like, hey, mutoisha.
Now, that is why I say from the back then, where we come from, if you take it from the cultural point of view, it was a norm that a man dominates. Mm. A lady doesn't have any say. Even from your own home, Sibongile. Bayakutshela bathi indawo yakho ayisekho la. Yeah, libitla la msadi liko bukhadi. You know, and they close you out. You are controlled by the family, yabontate, in everything that happens. You know, culturally though, then in the back then.
Yeah.
That is why then presently things have changed. And we thank God for salvation.
No, Muruti, not that they have changed, Muruti.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, we thank God for salvation, but in the salvation, we still experience these.
Exactly.
I remember somebody that was very close to us who says, my mother-in-law just rocks up without warning
us. Proper arrangement.
Yeah, no. She just comes any time of the day, be it it's morning, noon, or whatever time she comes, and she opens the fridge.
Oh.
She's like, so this is what you're feeding my son.
Oh.
My son. And then she starts cooking.
Oh.
And then when they called her to order, she came with her lunchbox.
Oh.
You know, Smogile, the other one used to come to this other young couple.
Yeah.
And the mother-in-law would say, Makoti, no, but these curtains. And he would remove all the curtains, you know, and put other curtains and so on. Now, those things are very disturbing.
Oh.
And we are saying, you know, we understand that culture is always there.
Yeah.
We say respect traditions, but adapt wisely. Why am I saying that?
I'm
simply saying, Sibongile, every family has its own traditions and ideals. Now, with regards to that, myself and my wife, we really need to speak between the two of us. Once we have spoken with respect and with understanding, let's address these matters. We draw a line so that our families, then they will know. If we don't discuss and communicate our expectation to them, we may, you know, encounter challenges. And that's why I'm simply saying, you know, the husband and the wife, it is very, very important that the two of them should sit and have a discussion between the two of them, and also communicate with respect to their in-laws and so on. Because if in the absence of that communication, they will be coming in and doing whatsoever that which they want to do. And this creates marital challenges. And one other thing that which we want to emphasize, Sibongile, is that we really need to keep marital also, it's important to keep marital challenges, our marital problems
to ourselves. Yeah.
Let us not go to our in-laws and disclose everything.
Okay, this is what we are taught. We are taught that if I'm the wife and I have problems with my husband, then I should go to his family, komotlali, and vice versa.
Okay.
Is that also not mine?
Yeah.
Yeah, Swingle. Yeah, my view on that yes. would say that get somebody neutral, somebody who does not okay. going to take side,
okay.
you know, one way or the other. I know and I understand that, you know, normally that is what we have been taught to say. If, you know, I have a challenge with my wife, then I have to go and see
her family
yes. and so on. But yes. at the end of the day, it really opens up a door so that they are able to come and interfere.
Exactly, you know, what you're trying to run away from.
Exactly what you are trying to run away from.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think it's highly important what Muruti Khwadia said.
Uh-huh.
Because we have realized, even present as we speak,
uh-huh.
that when in-laws are involved, sometimes they take sides. And remember, sometimes even you as Uya go there.
They might hurt you.
Or they
might even turn against you.
They might even turn against you.
It might backfire.
Yeah, it might backfire.
Yeah,
so that's why it's important that everything should be neutral. Practical, so with me. My mom told us when we got married,
uh-huh.
he told us, me and my wife, she said, guys, if you have problems, don't come to me.
Yeah.
Come to me only when you are happy. I don't want to be part of exactly. anything between you, the two guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you come to me, come when you are happy.
Yeah.
If you are not happy, don't even think of coming to me.
Yeah.
And that was the rule.
Yeah.
And he set that boundary, and it was a well good one.
Yeah.
And then the second thing he did, she said, I'm not going to ask anything if I've got any need to my son.
Mm.
I'm going to phone your wife.
Okay.
You know, and your wife is the one who's going to tell me whether you can or you can't.
Okay.
You know, that's some of the things. Some of us were fortunate to have mothers who could tell us some of those things.
Yeah.
And they were saying so. My mom said so from experience, because she experienced some of the things from her in-laws.
Mm.
So she became one to advise us.
Mm.
So it's so important to say those kind of things. Truly, families, when it comes to conflicts,
mm-hmm.
they mustn't be involved.
Mm.
You must try by all means to be neutral.
Right.
So that in turn, they don't find themselves within this conflict and taking side and making, as he has said, and making the cracks worse than they are supposed
now
to.
Now you're wounded.
Now we are wounded.
Swingile, secrets from the in-laws.
Yeah.
And I want to say, you know, healthy privacy, very important.
Yes.
Every marriage needs its own private space.
Okay. Amen.
My marriage, your marriage,
Amen.
It needs, you know, its own private space.
Amen.
Not all details of your relationship, you know, your finances, your disagreements should be shared with your in-laws.
Mm.
And because this is where problems come. And I want to say also, avoid all oversharing information, particularly what is taking place in your union. You know, once you overshare, once you vent to your in-laws about your marital conflicts, remember that can backfire. And once it backfires, Swingile, you know, then it's going to be another challenge. Protect your intimacy. What is happening in your bedroom, protect it. Don't keep talking things, more especially to your in-laws. Keep certain aspects of your life, you know, like your personal struggles, your financial decisions, even private conversation between yourself and your spouse. Once they are kept there, you are safe, I'm telling you. But otherwise, there is a challenge whereby other families, they really trust too much. And once you learn to trust your in-laws too much,
you are heading for a big crash.
You are heading to a big crash. Avoid this, Swingile. If an in-law at times, they may ask you to keep something from your spouse. Remember, that may be a challenge. And they are asking you to say you really need to keep this as a secret to your spouse. Then that is going to be dangerous for your relationship. What you need to do, it is to ensure that you disclose things to your partner, and that you and your partner are in one accord and you are in agreement. Otherwise, if you don't do that, then that is going to work against you in the future.
We are coming back. Yeah. Let's take the sounds of joyous celebration. Jesu, akandikana kira. And we are coming back with the pastors after the news.
Yongeza ilizwi lakho kweli lethu. Sikumamele yaye sifuna ukuva izimvo zakho. Ungathumela ku gospel@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele umyalezo wakho ku WhatsApp ku 082-657-2729.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.